Keeping the airwaves open. The magic of Blind Veterans UK Amateur Radio Society. For many members, radio is far more than a hobby. It is a way to stay connected, learn new skills, share experiences, and enjoy companionship across distances that might otherwise feel isolating. For nearly 50 years, the Blind Veterans UK Amateur Radio Society has provided exactly that opportunity, bringing together visually impaired radio enthusiasts from across the UK. The Society was formed in 1976 and quickly became an important part of the Blind Veterans UK community. For many years, it operated a permanent amateur radio station from the top floor of the former centre in Ovingdean. This allowed members to connect with each other from across the country, and the Society would meet in person twice a year. These gatherings became highlights of the calendar, allowing members to put faces to familiar voices and exchange ideas, experiences, and technical knowledge. Amateur radio operators are nothing but adaptable and have continued to meet across the air rather than allowing the club to fade away over the years. Members continue to meet on the air using established radio nets and frequencies. These regular radio gatherings enable members to remain in touch and continue enjoying the friendships and camaraderie that had always been at the heart of the Society. Technology has also helped the Society evolve. Alongside traditional radio communications, members now can make use of digital radio systems, internet-linked communications, and WhatsApp messaging groups. These tools allow members to stay connected between radio sessions, exchange information quickly, and support one another with technical advice and everyday conversation. Despite the convenience of modern technology, members agree that nothing quite replaces meeting in person. An exciting opportunity arose when facilities became available at the Rustington Centre, where members were invited to establish a temporary amateur radio station. The offer was enthusiastically accepted, and the necessary arrangements were made with Ofcom, the UK's communications regulator. A special club call sign, MXOSBV, was allocated for the operation. The event brought together members from across the country. Among those attending were Sue Houlihan, David Wilkinson, Alistair McGough, John Wake, Andrew Thorpe, Joanne Thorpe, Ray Peart, Claire Peart, and volunteer of 40 years, John Houlihan. John says, "I have found over time as a volunteer in St Dunstan's and Blind Veterans UK, by keeping those radio amateurs with sight loss on the air, they keep up with changing technology and continue to enjoy the companionship of radio communications that we all value so much. The gathering was not only a social occasion, but also an opportunity to demonstrate the enduring appeal and effectiveness of amateur radio. Members erected telescopic aerial poles and established the temporary station with the assistance of our Rustington staff. The British weather brought a few challenges, including strong winds and thunderstorms, but the team adapted quickly and safely whenever conditions changed. Once operational, the station made radio contacts across Europe. Using both voice and Morse code, members communicated with amateur radio operators in locations including the Azores, Portugal, Sweden, and Eastern Europe. For many participants, these contacts provided the familiar thrill of reaching distant stations using equipment they had helped to assemble and operate. The event also coincided with commemorations connected to the D-Day landings. The Society's station joined a special vintage and military amateur radio society network that included a station operating from Normandy under the call sign TM82 Pegasus Bridge. Participation in this commemorative activity allowed members to combine their interest in radio with the military history that remains so important to many of our veterans. The Rustington event also provided an opportunity to strengthen links with the wider amateur radio community. Members were pleased to welcome Jim Dunn, founder of the Rustington Amateur Radio Group, who visited the station and joined members for dinner. Other visitors also included fellow blind veterans members with an interest in radio, helping introduce more people to the possibilities offered by the hobby. The success of the temporary station at Rustington demonstrated that amateur radio remains as relevant and enjoyable today as it was when the society was founded almost half a century ago. It offers opportunities for learning, friendship, community involvement, and personal achievement, regardless of age or level of experience. For our members who are interested in discovering more about amateur radio, the Blind Veterans UK Amateur Radio Society extends a warm welcome. Whether you are a licensed operator, a former enthusiast returning to the hobby, or simply curious about what the society can offer, there is a place for you on the airwaves.